Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, William Morales. And on today's show, I have Chris Craddock, is the founder and CEO of the Redux Group, a real estate team out of Northern Virginia built around an investor agent lead generation model. Chris, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties yesterday, but thank you for rescheduling.
We're great.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you always entrepreneurial? Was this something that you always wanted to do in real estate as a little boy, or you grew into it as you got older?
Well, man, I was always that guy that, you know, was going door to door selling things. They were like from the time I was a little kid, and I don't know what else to say. Like, I love it. I love doing it. And, I was in ministry for a long, long time, which was great, you know, not making hardly any money at all, but I loved doing what I did. Saw so many lives change. My own life was changed through it. So it was just awesome. But I kind of had a transition in life, and just makes a lot of sense. Still help out with the church and still do all the other stuff there. But man, it's just been awesome because, you know, being able to just, like you said, use your entrepreneurial gift and build some really big things has been really fun.
So when did you acquire your first deal, and what was your first deal like?
Yeah, so it was in 2003. It was crazy. I was making $20,000 a year on staff with Young Life. My wife got pregnant, and I was like, man, I cannot live in the D.C. area making $20,000 a year. So yeah. I went to the library because it was before Google was the fount of all information and knowledge, right? And I checked out every book I could find on investing and, read like the Rich Dad Poor Dad and all the other things, you know, that everybody's read. And if you haven't read it, you need to read it.
Isn't that the standard book, Rich Dad Poor Dad? I always tell people that that's like the standard to get into business and especially real estate.
Oh, if you haven't read that, man, you need to go and read that book. Get it on Audible and get it done. I just went out and, I mean, like an idiot, I didn't know what I was doing really at all, but I just started knocking on doors of people going to foreclosure, people in distress situations, and just went over there and said, hey, I'll buy your house. And literally, I could get money really cheap, even though I had no money. The bank had no business lending me money at that time, which was probably the time. But thankfully, I did really well, and I bought three houses right away, and then I bought a bunch more. And yeah, basically in 4 months, I made 12 times what I made in a year. And I was like, dang, this is really sweet.
So you've been at it since. So you've been in real estate for about 17 plus years now, right? Wow.
Yeah. So I was doing that in 2003. I made a lot of money. I stepped back and continued doing ministry stuff and like slowed massively on the real estate side. And then, I've got six kids, which, man, I probably should have gotten a different hobby, but have six kids. Great. But anybody that has kids understands that, like, I mean, really, really, really quickly your money goes away. And so I started flipping again and around 2011. And then, I got my real estate license because I was flipping short sales, and the bank was paying commissions on short sales. And then I kind of transitioned into full-time agent, but then kind of bridged that gap between investor and agent.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. And the thing is, Chris, in your opinion, what is it about the agent and investor relationship that seems to be at times toxic, especially here in New York City? A lot of real estate agents do not want to work with investors, you know. And in your opinion, you've been an investor longer than I have. What do you see such a pushback, if my question made sense? Because it seems like they see the word investor and then they just put the cross sign. Oh, no. Thank you. I went through that a couple of times before I found an agent or two to finally work with me.
Yeah, it's all about finding the right agent. And, you know, the class that I teach, that's kind of one of the core modules is finding the right agent, because honestly, this is a business partner. Like, you're not signing a joint P&L together, but it really is a business partner for you. And when you are when you're with somebody that doesn't understand your business and doesn't understand, you know, the investing business, one, let's just be honest. Most real estate agents are terrible. Like, they're just not good. Like, they don't know their business. They do 3 to 6 deals a year, and they're not very good. And that's just where it is. And it's sad because they don't have to be not good. It just means they haven't done the activity to be good or taken or leveled up and done the education to be better. You know, obviously anybody listening to this podcast is looking to level up and get better at what they know because it's activity and skill. So I would just say this, it's about finding the right agent because there's so many agents that aren't good. You need to find the right agent that understands the investment side and is hungry and wants to, you know, if they don't understand it completely, they're willing to figure it out and everybody can make a lot of money together. Everybody eats together, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I like that. So what is the first thing that you talk about to an agent? Like, what are your like criteria and what is their criteria to, let's say, to work with you if they have one? Because obviously you're going to tell them, this is what I need. This is how we could work together. This is how we can make money. So can you give us like a 1, 2, 3 step process that what you go through and how did you build your relationships over time?
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're an investor, what you have to work with an agent with is you're spending money. You're somehow acquiring leads, right? Well, what happens if you can't fix and flip those leads? What happens if you can't wholesale those leads? What happens if they don't want to do some sort of owner financing with those leads? What do you do with them? What do most investors do, right? They just throw them away, right?
Yeah.
So the reality is, what are agents doing all day, every day? What should they be doing? What is a good agent doing all day, every day? Their business development. They're looking for more business. They're looking to do more business. So if you're able to work with an agent who understands that, then everybody can make money together. Everybody can work together because you've got what they want and they've got what you want, the ability to sell it. You've got what they want, the leads. So, you know, work it together. You can create your entities together. You can do a lot of stuff together. Or you just get licensed and get a referral fee, or you create an entity. There's a lot of ways that you do business together and make a lot of money together.
No, that's the thing though, Chris, because it seems like you're breaking down pretty much the wall in some instances to work with these agents and tell them, hey, this, you know, one, if your listing expires, what happens? All that time that you worked, you wasted for, what is it, usually 3 to 6 months, Chris? Is that the typical listing?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, you're marketing, you're spending your dollars, and you're not getting any return on it. At least if you come up with an idea like, hey, wait, maybe we could owner finance this, or maybe we could do a long-term, a rent to own or something like that. Do you explain that to the realtors that you end up getting on your team? Like, is owner finance or creative financing part of this?
Well, I mean, that's typically not how we sell those deals most of the time because we typically sell in the MLS. But I do believe, I mean, I think, you know, all the owner financing, seller financing, sub 2, all, you know, lease out, like there's so many cool creative things out there that, I mean, frankly, I think everybody should have the different tools at their disposal and the tool belt so they can pull it out and say, oh, you want to sell? Because here's the deal. The people that make the most money in the world are the ones that solve the most problems in the world, right? So if you have a tool for every problem, then you're going to make a fortune, right? So that's it. That's it. And that's what we did with the agent with our REI Revive course, which is, you know, we know that people have issues, right? They have problems. And, you know, right now it's the investors with problems, which is they've got leads. They can't find agents that know how to work these leads or do these leads. So we created our system, our program to say, okay, well, here's how you do business with agents and investors.
So talk more about your program, because that seems pretty interesting.
Yeah. So it's called REI Revive, and it's turn your trash into cash, monetize your dead leads.
Right? I love that.
That's it. Like everybody's been just throwing away their leads. So what it is it's just a module. It's a fairly simple class. But the reality is, I mean, I just got off a call. You said you did some stuff in Orlando. I just got off a call with an investor in Orlando who, you know, who signed up in our, you know, is in our class. And bottom line is one of the agents they're talking to, he's like, man, I've tried to work with a bunch of wholesalers and we can't make any money in this thing, blah, 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 like all the reasons. And so we went through step 1 of the process and he was like, oh my gosh. He's like, well, right there, you know, all of a sudden we're setting appointments. This is really good. Like this works. So like immediately when he started seeing that the system was there to get him in front of clients and not have them feel bait and switched. Yeah, then it just happened. And the whole thing is this. I just want to get to this. This is it. If you walk in, if an agent walks in as a real estate agent, you've lost. If an agent walks in as somebody who's there to solve a problem, then you win. And that's it. Like I'm telling you, it's reframing how you walk into the house.
It's just that mindset, right? Just to switch that mindset, switch that dial from, like you said, just a real estate agent to someone that could solve a problem. I love that. That's a great quote. So for someone that's new, right, they're looking to work with you because they see that, hey, we got so many dead leads. How long is the program for? Is it a couple of months, couple of years, or as long as they want? They can always go back to it.
Yeah, so it's 90 days. If you haven't done a couple deals to a point where you're ready to scale your business in 90 days, man, there's something wrong, because it's not that hard. It's a fairly simple concept. Once you really understand how to reframe that concept, and part of it is we also do part of the sessions are with the agents that we're working with as well. So if you can reframe that with the agents and you can reframe that with the investors, then right off the bat, you should start making money. I mean, I had a guy that literally just started a wholesaling business, spends $3,000 a month. And in his like 30 days of working together, I think he had like 3 or 4 deals all set up where he was going to make like $10,000 just with deals he would have just thrown away.
Wow, that's amazing. And so for you, Chris, when you finally got these agents to work with, obviously, like I said, you want the investing agent to work together. Is there, besides the process and the program that you have with them, is there a location that you set out for these agents to work in with you or the investor? In other words, how do you separate the markets for them that they don't compete with each other and they don't overlap with each other? Does my question make sense at all?
See, can you just reframe that real quick?
Yeah. The agents that you have under you in your program, right? Do they have a certain market that they work in or a certain area of a neighborhood that they work in instead of them overlapping with each other? Or is it a free for all?
Yeah, it's a free for all. I mean, bottom line is, you know, I'm more in the abundance mentality. I don't think we'll ever run out of deals. And frankly, you know, the reality is, like the name of my podcast, Uncommon Real Estate, like my whole thing is be uncommon, right? Like that is it. Most people are common, like almost everybody's common. They have common sense and the common actions. And the reality is I want to have uncommon sense. Uncommon sense says I wake up and I grind. I wake up and I work hard. I wake up and I'm seeing opportunity that the common people aren't seeing, right? And so that's the whole thing. The reality is for those of us that are going to be uncommon, there's always going to be deals and there's going to be way more deals because the common people are going to give up market share and the uncommon people are going to take that market share. And I'll tell you, the people who listen to the podcast, just by nature of the fact that you're educating yourself says that you're already stepping up and being, you know, more better than average.
No, I agree. So talk more about how did you find the Redux Group? Tell us more about that company, about your company.
Yeah, sure. You know, I read Gary Keller's Millionaire Real Estate Agent book.
Great book.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It's a color by number system, right? Systems work, right? And if you look at what successful people do and then do what successful people do, that's why, I spend almost $100,000 a year on education. And I think that it's probably the best money I've ever spent because of the fact that when you look at what people that are successful are doing and you just follow their model, it works. And so we did that with the Redux Group and we just kind of followed the MREA model, which Millionaire Real Estate Agent book model. And we just worked hard and we grew this team and you know, now we're, you know, I think we're ranked number 20 in all of Keller Williams. And so, but we're, you know, we're just running and we're running hard because of the fact that there was a model and we followed the model and, you know, we're willing to do what other people say. And like, and that's the biggest problem. Like most of us are entrepreneurs. We think that we can figure out our own way, do it better, all the other stuff. And I'm like, until you do it, until you're making a lot of money and doing really, really well, do what the successful people tell you to do.
I remember I heard, I think it was Tony Robbins say once, success leaves clues. And you got that motto right there with Gary Keller. You know, I mean, I don't know how long he's had Keller Williams, but my God, you know, to me, when I hear Keller Williams, I always think of an education, because I had a friend of mine who worked there a couple of years ago, and she said she loved it because the education that they taught you, they have classes, how to work with people. And it seems like that's not too many companies have that type of model.
100%. 100%.
So with what's happening in the world today, especially with the pandemic, did it affect business in any way for you guys, Chris?
Well, it's nutty. I mean, last year we were doing about 35 to 40 deals a year. This year we're doing 45 to 60 deals a year. So,
wow.
a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, 35 to 40 deals a month to, 45 to 60 deals a month. You know, so we grew massively over the last, a year. That's not impressive at all.
I think it's okay.
But we grew massively over this time. But the reality is, a lot of people think they're a genius because they're doing a lot more deals. The reality is, the market's hot and we're in a hot market. So we're looking at where are we doing well and how can we continue to raise the ships as far as what we're doing and continue to do it well.
Is your model mostly single family, or do you work with multifamily, 1 to 4 units, and commercial, or you stick to a type of brand that you guys like?
Yeah, we have a guy on our team that does commercial, so we do some commercial there. We do some multifamily, especially development in the DC area, condo conversions, turning one deal into two, one row home into two row homes, one into three, one into four, stuff like that. So that's kind of the situation there. But yeah, we pretty much do it all.
No, that's great. So where do you want your company to go, the Redux Group, to go in the next 3 to 6 months? I know it's hard to predict, but do you have an idea where you guys want to be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
you're a true entrepreneur, Chris.
Yeah, I want to take over the world, right? Come on. Yeah, I mean, I want to be, we want to be in a lot of different markets. And that's one of the cool things with so many investors that we're getting tied in with. We're also seeing other people that kind of want to be in business with us and reaching out about being in business with us. So that's been exciting, whether it's investors or agents, in other markets that are not ours, where we get to kind of pick and choose people that are hungry and really want to win. And so, yeah, that's part of it is we're looking to say, okay, how can we expand not just in this market, but into other markets that with really, really good people. Cause that's the litmus test for me is like, I've done well enough that I don't have to make, a fortune, on everything I do anymore. Now I can say, you know what? And frankly, you're going to make more money when you do this. I just want to be in business with people that I like and people that I want to run with. And so that's it. And, the crazy thing is when you pick people that you like and people that you want to run with and people that are class A type people, you're going to make more money anyway. So
no, good. I agree. So what part of, so you're in Northern Virginia, where else is your company located? Does business in?
They call it tri-state, but DC is not a state, so we'll call it that anyway. But
tri-state area. I think it should be, but go ahead. That's another discussion, right?
DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and then also we have an expansion team down in Richmond, Virginia, as well.
Oh wow! Okay, so you're looking to expand? I don't want you to give your secrets away, but if you do expand, would it be in that area also, or maybe further south, further north?
We're open anywhere as long as the talent's right. As long as the price point makes sense and as long as the talent's right. Those are the things that are really important for us. And so, that's just stuff that we're working on, working to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, the whole thing is like, where is there opportunity? And then, there's opportunity everywhere, but where is there the best opportunity so that we can say yes to the right things? And frankly, it's really being in business with the right people too.
So if a real estate agent hears this and they want to get in contact with you, or like what's the first thing you want in a real estate agent that, Chris will say, he's a go-getter, right? That's one of the criteria. Is there a couple of other things you want to see in them?
Yeah, and this is one of the modules that I teach for finding the right agent. But I think it's, this is a good litmus test for finding anybody you're going to be in business with. I mean, even a spouse, anybody in your life, right? That you want to be connected to. These are the four things we look for: happy, hungry, humble, and smart, right? If they're not happy, it's just a matter of time before they're not going to be happy with you. I still remember when I was, a pastor mentor of mine said this to me. They're like, man, somebody comes to your church and they're complaining about the old church and the old pastor. And they say, man, this church is awesome. Tell them about another church down the road, because it's just a matter of time before they're going to complain about you. And I've found that to be true in life everywhere. Wherever you go, there you are. So the reality is, happy people tend to be happy. Unhappy people tend to be unhappy. Hungry, if you rip it up in their chest, there's got to be a heart of a lion inside, right? Like, they want to win. They want to fight. They want to do well. They're ready to go. Not the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in the dog, right? And then humble, there's a difference between, I'm a pretty confident guy. I mean, I probably come across as a confident guy, but a lot of times people mistake meekness and confidence and humility. They don't realize there's plenty of people that are meek and that are not willing to, whatever the opposite of confidence is, they're not confident, and they mistake that for humility. The reality is, humility is willing to put yourself at the feet of others and learn from others, right? Willing to say, I don't have the answer, so I'm going to go find the people that do, and I'm going to trust those people that do. That's part of being humble, is somebody that's willing to learn and willing to grow. And then, so happy, hungry, humble, and then smart. And I wish I was smart enough to come up with a better H for four, but I'm not.
I like it. It's good.
But yeah, that's the whole thing is, it's not just about IQ. You don't have to have a perfect SAT, a perfect, whatever, but you do need to have EQ, which is emotional intelligence. Know how to deal with people, know how to read people, know how to interact well with people.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it that, I love the three H's and the S. I love that. I love happy, hungry, humble, and smart.
Somebody who's smarter than me needs to come up with
we got to come up with another H, the four H's, yeah. So anyway, listen, Chris, thank you so much for being on today's Peter Real Estate Show. I really appreciate it. A couple more things. Any books you recommend besides, we got Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller. Any other book you liked?
Yeah, well, on my, I'm a huge reader. Your life will grow to the extent you grow. So on my website, chrisgraddick.com, I have a Millionaire Real Estate Agent, Millionaire Investor Entrepreneur book reading list. So you can sign up for free. We'll send you that reading list. Right now, my team is reading The Art of Learning. It's how to learn faster, essentially. But give me like 2 seconds and I'll pull up my Audible and I'll tell you. So I'm reading that one. I'm also reading right now Your Next 5 Moves. I really like that. Let's see. If you're building a business, Traction is amazing.
I heard of that one, yeah.
Simon Sinek's Infinite Game. Just finished The Road Less Stupid.
I love that title.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Stop paying the stupid tax and just, learn. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Anyway, I mean, anything by Dale Carnegie, anything by Zig Ziglar, I could go on for hours because
I'm a big fan of those books too. I mean, I love Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield. So I could read those guys every day. So if anybody wanted to get in contact with you, we got chriscraddick.com. Anywhere else? Before I let you go, talk about your podcast.
Yeah. So we got the Uncommon Real Estate Podcast. It's more geared towards agents, but we do have a lot of investor type stuff on there, which, today we just had a 1031 exchange expert on. We'll have somebody talking about cost segregation analysis, deals. So there, we do have stuff for investors as well. Uncommon Real Estate Facebook group. You can follow me on Instagram at CradRock, CradRock. And if you want to reach out to me, I try to respond to every message on Instagram. So you DM me, it's, just right there. And again, I'll try to reply to every message on Instagram.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely put everything on the show notes. Well, anyway, Chris, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer. I really appreciate you giving your time to us. I mean, a lot of golden nuggets. I loved it. I love that you have the investor agent relationship. Maybe that'll set some type of you know, precedent to for these people to, hey, let's talk to Chris. Let's work with investors. It's not such a bad thing. Let's not make this a four-letter word.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. Great being on with you.
Yep, me too. Bye-bye.